In summer this year, when thousands of fish were found floating in the Darling River near the town of Menindee, the images seared themselves into our minds. But for artist Benita Ely, the incident moved her to act. She drove to the river, got into the water with the dead fish, and was photographed floating there like Hamlet's Ophelia. Benita has had a long career making art about environmental destruction and about what the future might look like in a world where creatures have adapted to it. A new survey exhibition of her life's work, so far, is now on at the Griffith University Art Museum in Brisbane. It's called Future Tense. Benita joins me now with the museum's director, Angela Goddard. Hello to both of you.
Hello. Hello, Ed.
Benita, hello. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you're obviously not afraid to get your hands, indeed your whole body, dirty for your art.
That's right. Yes.
So when did your interest in the environment really start?
I would say it started when I was a child. I was brought up on the Murray River in a place called Robinvale. Both my parents were extremely busy. There was not much entertainment. We went to the river to swim in the summer for pleasure, and a lot of my time as a teenager was spent riding my bike around through the bush and to the lakes and enjoying and just loving the natural environment.
At what point, Benita, did you become aware that the environment was changing for the worse?
Well, I think it became very starkly obvious when I was living in London in the early 70s. The air pollution there was extraordinary. There was a lot of rubbish around, and I guess the impact of us on the environment was very stark.
Were any other artists making work about the environment at this point, Angela, in the 1970s?
I think it was a general kind of cultural interest of artists at that time.
Yeah.
You know, people were very concerned about not just pollution, but the implications of nuclear energy, uranium mining. There was a sense of, you know, what are the long-term effects of these very impactful modalities on the environment.
Yeah, and Benita, in the 1970s, you started to work on the locust people. Can you tell me about them?
Well, living in London, I went along to the British Museum and was fascinated by the mythological beasts from the Greek, Roman and Egyptian cultures. And I thought to myself, what creature would we combine ourselves with in the 20th century, late 20th century, to express our epistemology, if you like. And I decided the locust was the most appropriate.
Locusts are generally seen as, pests and something absolutely to be scared of. So how did it manifest itself?
It's not just that they're pests. They actually devour every single bit of food.
Yeah.
they're a plague.
Yes.
They go into plagues. And I thought of ourselves as a plague.
Yes.
I did some paintings, but the main piece was an immersive work. It was a living room that viewers could enter into to watch polluted sunsets on television, along with the locust people who were sitting on their lounge room couch, surrounded by all sorts of decorative motifs based on nature, because we love nature, don't we? So the irony was there.
Angela, how do you see Benita's work changing over the decades?
I first came across the work when I worked on the acquisition of the locust people for the Queensland Art Gallery's collection. It's a work in their collection, major installation. And this idea of her creating these environments was really intriguing to me, as well as these interesting kind of hybrid person locust. And that actually is in some ways the theme of the exhibition that we've put together, looking at these from the Locust people very early from the 70s and then through to her 80s works in which she combines people and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then onto the Snabbits installation, which is a combination of snails and rabbits, and culminating in the major Plasticus Progressus work, which is these interesting creatures which are... Well, Benita's updated the science in many ways, and they're the benefit of CRISPR technology.
The gene editing technology.
Mm.
Yeah.
This imaginary futuristic projection into the future.
Yeah. Benita, your work in many ways reminds me of Margaret Atwood.
Yes.
And, you know, her... I mean, it's just so shocking. It's appalling, you know, her vision of the future where we're still living, but we have to live in such a completely changed way that the world is almost unrecognizable. Is that the way you see our future?
Oh, well, things are going to change, that's for sure. I'm not a fortune teller. I guess what my work is about is warnings and I'm very interested in science, and that informs my work apart from my imagination. And my concern about the natural environment, I like to call us Homo sapiens, actually, so that we're aware that we are a creature along with all the other creatures on Earth.
Yes.
And that we have we should be more aware of our ecological impact.
Benita, can you tell me more about this world of plastic creatures that you've created for the work Plasticus Progressus? It's so can you talk about the CRISPR technology and how that's all developed with you?
Well, it started when I was invited to exhibit in Documenta, and I went to Athens to do research in preparation for a work there. And because of my work on the Murray River, I was fascinated by the rivers there, which actually run underground underneath the city.
Mm.
And at the shoreline near Piraeus, the shoreline was just mounds upon mounds upon mounds of rubbish, plastic rubbish, mainly probably because their garbage disposal system had broken down pretty much because of the economic situation. But I was horrified, took a million photographs, and just decided that I'd make a work about plastic pollution. And my research of plastic pollution, I came across the discovery by Japanese researchers in a rubbish tip that there's actually bacteria called Idonella secensis, pronunciation, that actually breaks down plastic. It devours plastic and in the process breaks it down to its chemical elements. And so my awareness of CRISPR and thinking into the future, this fantasy that... somehow we would combine this bacteria genetically with all of our animals to make them plastic munching creatures.
Yes. What a great idea. And Benita, you have an amazing run of exhibitions on at the moment. So at the Griffith University Museum and this Murray Darling art exhibition also on at the Rocks. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
I guess my work is very pertinent to what's going on now. The work in the Rocks exhibition, the S.H. Irvine Gallery, is the Menindee Fishkill performance for camera. Yeah.
Yeah. And Angela, you were saying also that Benita's in an exhibition in Goma?
Yes, a show coming up, opening in early December called Water.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, Benita, thank you very, very much for coming onto the show and thank you for your work. It's truly extraordinary, so thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Benita Ely. And you'll be able to see her show Future Tense. That's on the Griffith University Museum until February next year.